Calling all daydreamers and date nighters. Come immerse yourself in the rich culture of Texas and dig into our mouthwatering barbecue. Mm. Trailblazers can explore our natural wonders. And beach lovers will wonder why they've never felt so relaxed before. You're invited to discover experiences you can only find in Texas. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the latest scandal in the Presbyterian Church in America, that they are platforming David French at the PCA General Assembly this summer. And this has caused quite the stir, and for obvious and good reasons. David French is someone who has no business being platformed by Christians to teach Christians about how to engage in politics or anything politically adjacent. This guy is not to be considered a believer. He's worse than a Gentile and a tax collector, and he should be treated accordingly by the church. But instead, the Presbyterian Church in America is platforming such a man as David French to lecture their denomination. So we're going to dive into this. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below to our Patreon-like system. Evangelical Dark Web, Christian news gathering, commentary ministry. You would have gotten this article over the weekend if you were on the newsletter that's completely free. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So, this is the article that I wrote going and published on Saturday. PCA platforming David French at General Assembly. And let's just talk about who David French is for a second. He is one of the biggest sellouts in the evangelical political space. He's accumulated a lot of worldly acclaim to the tune of working for the New York Times as a reward for promoting branch Davidianism, transgenderism, homosexuality, and a host of other liberal causes. Now, David French kind of got broken by Donald Trump way back in 2015, 2016. But back then, you know, David French was writing articles about, you know, saving Confederate monuments. And now he's labeling the PCA as, you know, neo-Confederates and stuff like that in a derogatory way, in a pejorative fashion, mind you. But that is David French. That is who he is. He is flip-flopped on basically everything he said that he once believed in, except, you know, BoomerCon mentalities that are not going to win politically. He isn't necessarily flip-flopped on those. But, you know, doctrinally, he is very much a liberal, as well as politically. So despite his reputation, and he's a very divisive person, he's been platformed by the PCA for Christian political engagement. So By Faith Online, which is the PCA magazine, it's basically their equivalent of the Baptist Press, the PCAGA assembly-wide seminar will take place on June 12th at 8 a.m. The topic will be how to be supportive of your pastor and church leaders in a polarized political year. The panel speakers will include ruling elder Paul McNulty, teaching elder David Coffin, ruling elder Randy Hicks, and David French. So he's the only one that's not an elder of any kind. And let's just kind of talk about the premise of this and how unneeded the premise of this is. Like, we really don't need to be telling a conference of pastors, because that's going to be the majority, overwhelming majority of who's at the PCAGA is going to be elders ruling or teaching, right? That's going to be the majority of who shows up there. How is this edifying for them to learn how they can be supportive of pastors? Shouldn't it be how can they be supportive of their congregations? How can they be leaders to their congregations in such a year as this? Isn't that a more edifying premise, to have a seminar at a denominational general assembly? But I digress, but it's a necessary digression. Instead, they're going to have David French as one of the panelists, and David French has partnered with some other liberals for his political curriculum, And that includes Russell Moore and Curtis Chang. They've done a liberal curriculum that was funded by dark money. This was reporting done by Megan Basham months ago. But it highlighted how, you know, there's the Rockefeller Philanthropy advisors announced that the After Party, which is a curriculum made by Curtis Chang that Russell Moore and David French are a part of. So they're all tied to this curriculum. And a big time money organization is giving them money. So did they earn this money through the free market? Not necessarily. They got it because they're being subsidized by rich people who have an agenda, who hate God. And they've been very clear that they're, you know, all this tens of millions of dollars that they're investing, you know, into various causes, of which $250,000 went to Chang's umbrella organization. They are investing in trying to get Christians to suck at politics. And that's why they want people like David French, Russell Moore, and Curtis Chang to be the primo voices on the issue of political engagement from a Christian perspective. They're compromised. They're whores. And that's why they are chosen for this mission by pagan interest groups. So, again, the premise of the seminar is terrible. What advice does a person who supports gay marriage have for the church? None of any value. And he's also supportive of transgenderism. We've talked about that in the past, which is, by the way, a gay fetish, by the way. So, the PCA is a denomination battling liberalism, and the Orthodox Presbies have the upper hand at the national level. However, the liberals have been persistent in their push for female elders, side B theology, and critical race theory. David French's platforming is a move to shift the PCA in a more liberal direction. Now, will it work? I believe that the PCA is a lot more vigilant than the Southern Baptist Convention. And I actually have a lot more hope for the Southern Baptist Convention than I normally have. But the PCA, I do have a lot of hope for. It is not a denomination to abandon ship in because you have the upper hand. Historically, being weak on homosexuality has led to the canceling of Christian leaders. You know, I'm old enough to remember when, you know, Eugene Peterson, he was getting some books canceled at the time before he died because he went soft on homosexuality. I'm old enough to remember, you know, Ted Haggard got canceled for compromising on homosexuality, if you know what I'm saying, in a different way, obviously. But David French compromised on the same issue and is not being canceled for it, which is unfortunate. He should be canceled for it. He should not be treated as an authority figure, a subject matter expert in a Christian space. He's just simply not good at this. He's good at selling out. That is what he's good at. And he's had his reward. So a lot of liberals are upset in the reaction to this. You have Joel McDermott, who used to be like some sort of major theonomist, apparently, but now he's like a social justice advocate. And he's like, people are freaking out about, you know, David French speaking at PCA would not say a word if it was Robert Dabney. And of course, why would we say a word? What's to say a word about that? But yeah, this guy's gone on a tear against the people who are opposed to David French speaking. And I just, you know, that's just one guy. And then David Bonson came out and defended David and Nancy, his wife's personal character. And he says, I don't think you'll find people of a higher personal character and integrity in their own piety and walk than David French and Nancy French. They are godly people who exhibit personal character that outlines that the online world doesn't know about. I know about it, and I'm telling you, you want friends like them. You want people like them. I am not wrong about them. And he's definitely wrong about them. And here's the thing. If you give someone power, you know what their character is like. Mike Pence had power as governor of Indiana, and he was a coward as governor of Indiana. That is a reflection of his character. Cowardice is a sin, by the way. So, Revelation, it's in there. Also, 1 Corinthians 6, if you want to interpret effeminacy as cowardice, that is certainly not out of bounds either. So cowardice is a sin. Mike Pence was a coward. David French sold out for worldly acclaim. This is a direct reflection of his character. He got to write for the New York Times and be a columnist for that. He didn't do that by having biblical takes. He did that by saying that, you know, drag queen story hour is the blessings of liberty. He did that by supporting the gay marriage bill that Congress passed. He did that by opposing Christians for... He did that by opposing legislation to ban parents from grooming their kids. And he even said that the parents had good intentions for doing so. This is not a man of high character. He attacks Christians regularly. That's accusing... He's an accuser of the brethren. This is a man of low character. He's flip-flopped on so many major positions. This is a man of no integrity. David French is an evil person. And I'm not going to pretend that he is not. He supports degeneracy and hates Christians because he's an evil person. If his private life doesn't align with his public life, that doesn't make him a misunderstood villain figure. And that's kind of all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Calling all fun lovers and memory makers. Texas invites you to cheer from our stadiums and dance like no one is watching. Culture seekers can find the art that truly inspires.
Wow.
And from our shopping hubs to our chic boutiques, fashionistas will never leave empty-handed. Texas is an unforgettable experience that's waiting just for you. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas.